Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And I appreciate it. And you are. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Jason's engineering. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm doing really, really well. And tell you what, I wanted to say thank you to Rich Sheban. He called me on Monday, and he invited me to take the day off. And I think he had an agenda. I think the idea, he said, you know, I can do it by myself, and I'd like to do it by myself. May I do it by myself? And I said, sure. Sure works out great, because I got a big farm project. Actually, a bunch of farm projects I'm working on, selling cows. And massive projects. And I really could use the time off. And so I said, yes, that sounds great. And then I realized what this is all about. He wanted to prevent me from talking about cars. and the only way he knew how to do it was to keep me off the air. So I just want to say thank you, Rich. And it's true, isn't it? And so I wanted to say thank you, Rich, for doing that. And tomorrow, Sharon and Kathy are going to be on. They're going to be talking about domestic engineering and home economics and saving money around the house and you know, food and dehydrating and things like that. I think it's going to be a great broadcast class. But I wanted to mention something, and I find it fascinating, Gwyneth, that you and I seem to hit the same note, you know, at the same time. Like if I get up in the middle of the night and check email, I'll see something from you, and it's exactly what I wanted to talk about. And it happened again last night in the middle of the night. So I was thinking about talking about this particular subject, and it really frosts me. It really angers me. And it's about predators. And you sent me an email about predators. So here's the story, class. Rich Sheban, over the years, many, many times over the years, has asked me the same question. Vinny, what would you do if you had some extra money? What would you do? Would you put it in Bitcoin? Would you put it in stocks, bonds, gold, silver, land? What? And I've always said the same thing. I would put it in equipment, land, equipment, and spare parts. Always the same thing, you know, machinery. So over the years, we've collected some cars. We have a bunch of them, way too many. And so we decided, and they're owned by the family. They're not mine, per se. They're owned by the family. That would be Mrs. Fennelli, me, and our boys. We decided to sell some and at auction. And so these are our personal vehicles, spare vehicles. In case one breaks, we just change the insurance, put, you know, a spare on until we fix the one that, you know, just broke down, that kind of thing. Well, we decided to sell four of them. Now, one was a compact class Mercedes, very nice, magnificent, actually. Another one was an executive class Mercedes, four-door, magnificent, all-wheel drive. Another one was a ML, it's a Mercedes truck. It's actually an SUV, all-wheel drive, pretty nice. And the third one, a fourth one, was a roadster, an antique Mercedes roadster, two-door, convertible, and hardtop. Really, really nice. The kind that you'd see in these estates in Hollywood when they're trying to impress somebody, they'd show up in this Mercedes. Well, this is an old one, and it's really impressive. So anyway, we serviced all of them because they were our personal vehicles, and we meticulously service them, change the oil, let it drain overnight, you know, all those kinds of things. And so they're at auction, and, you know, a couple hours before the auction was going to take place, the auctioneer let people, you know, get in them, sit in them, open the trunk, you know, engine compartment, start them up, all that kind of stuff. And I asked the boys to be there for this because I didn't want the cars being beat up, you know, because people are rough on other people's cars. So there was the height of the auction. Was the four cars that we had. That was like the number one thing that everyone was interested in because it was the literally the most the high point of the auction. So there was crowds around these cars and they started them up and they let them run for hours, you know, just idling, air conditioning on, lights on, that kind of thing. Let it run for hours and hours and hours. People were sitting on the cars. I mean, it's a good thing I wasn't there. Because we don't do that. And there are cars. We certainly wouldn't sit on somebody else's car, you know, and cave in the fenders. But anyway, so these two guys were working together. And one guy said, one guy was looking at the dipstick. And his buddy said, hey, is there any grit in that oil? And his buddy feels the dipstick. And he goes, yep. Grit in the oil, and then he wipes the oil on his shirt. The oil had just been changed. The engine was, you know, degreased. These cars were immaculate. And here's why I'm so angry. The purpose of that, in my opinion, was to put doubt in the prospective buyers' minds that these cars are junk. They were not maintained. They're going to break down and cause all kinds of problems. And I think these two buzzards were working together to drive the price down to keep people from bidding. That I would call predatory. They were predators. Glenn, any comments?
Yeah, something similar happened to my dad once. He had an MGY sedan that he bought literally as a trailer load of scrap. And he put that car back together absolutely beautifully. My dad was a master engineer. He was trained by his uncle, Cyril Carter, who was the chief engineer of West Australia for about 30 years. And he was a supremely good engineer, Cyril Carter. And my dad he got to the point in his engineering, including automotive engineering and diesel engineering was how he made his money, that he actually made a gearbox for the famous rally driver, Possum Bourne, who was living at Tarawera, which is just out of Rotorua at the time. My dad was living at Rotorua. His name is Ted Carter. And but anyway, my dad had this MG, and it was his pride and joy. And eventually he decided that he had enough of vintage cars and he wanted to do something different. So he put it up for sale. There was absolutely nothing wrong with this car. It was his baby. It was his pride and joy. And somebody bought it, and the man who bought it lived in Christchurch, and he drove it from Rotorua to Wellington, which is not an easy drive. And it's probably about, I don't know, 300 miles. And he drove it from Rotorua to Wellington nonstop. And then put it on a ferry and took it to Picton, which is in the South Island of New Zealand, and drove it to Christchurch, which is not a terribly long drive. But this car, when it got to Christchurch, wasn't working very well. And the reason why it wasn't working very well was because this was an old automobile. All of this happened in the 1980s, but even then the car was about 30 years old, just over 30 years old. And if you have an old automobile, you do not put it on a long drive non-stop. You have to stop it and rest it about probably every hour or so. Because they're not like modern vehicles. They work very, very well, but you have to rest the motor so that it doesn't get too hot and so that things don't go wrong with it. And you don't just drive it on a long drive like that without making sure that it was absolutely supremely finely tuned, but you just don't do it. It's just not. You would understand the reasons why better than I would, Vincent, and you can probably explain that to the class. But anyway, when he got it to Christchurch, it wasn't working very well, and he sued my dad for false advertising, for saying that this car was in A1 condition when, you know, by the time it got to Christchurch, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't because of how he drove it on the drive from Rotorua to Christchurch, which you can look at that on a map. And there's a ferry trip in there, mm-hmm. too, on one of the roughest oceans on Earth, which is the Cook Strait. And, you know, you just don't do that. And anyway, my dad sold it for $10,000. In the end, the case was thrown out. It was a stale rate because, you know, the judge couldn't really make a decision, and so it didn't end up one way or the other. So it wasn't a total loss for my dad, but it broke his heart because that car was his pride and joy, and it was everything that he had advertised about, and he was a very honest man because he believed that God was watching him. But anyway, in the end, this man from Christchurch sold that car. We heard about it on the grapevine. Archie was alive at the time, heard about it on the grapevine, that this car had been sold at a motor show in Adelaide, Australia, to a South African millionaire. And my dad sold the car for $10,000, and this guy had it shipped to Australia, which might have cost $10,000. And then he put it on the motor show in Adelaide, and he sold it for $175,000. And when I told my dad that, he sat down and he actually cried. You know, that is just predatory behavior, first class. And Archie and I were really angry when we found that out. We found it out through a third party who had been to the motor show and didn't really know the guy, except that he said that he'd come from Christchurch, and we met him about like 6 months or a year after the fact, you know. So there was, you know, this guy that we found it out from was not directly connected with the guy from the motor show. He had met him in passing. And he just commented what a beautiful automobile it was. And the guy in the motor show said, yeah, I know, it's lovely, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. And I told my dad.
I've got some comments.
He just sat down and cried.
I've got some comments about this and this predatory type of practice. So the guy that bought it knew that it was worth 175, most likely, or at least 50. And here's why I wanted the boys to go to the auction. Because a Mercedes has an oil dipstick, and if you just pull it out, you break the handle off it. And so that would be a problem for someone wanting to check the oil if the dipstick handle broke off. It's plastic. And what I was thinking about is, you know, what about the keys? The old practice was to leave them on the seat and let people, you know, start up the vehicle. Absolutely not. Because a key could be $1,000 for Mercedes. And somebody could walk off with the key and say, I'd like to buy this darn car, but there's no keys. How can I start it? There are no keys. I'm talking about predatory behavior. We'll be right back. I've got some more.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4748. 800-400-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So here's where I was going with some of this predatory behavior. So there's a crowd around these four vehicles, and people are kind of jockeying to get in and look at them and so forth. And there's like 100 people. They're all trying to look at the engine compartment and so forth. And the seats, I mean, it's kind of confusing. So my take on this, and I told the boys that my concern was that if you leave the keys on the seat, someone's going to take one or two or the whole set of keys. And keys can cost $1,000 for a Mercedes each. But someone, you know, could say, well, let me check the fuses. So I just lift this little cover up, it's under the hood, and there's the air conditioning control fuse. There's a lighting fuse. There's the airbag fuse. There's a transmission control module fuse. There's the engine control module fuse. There's the interior lighting fuse. There's the sound system. There's the door lock system. There's the power windows fuse. So there's a whole bunch of fuses. And someone could, with just, you know, their thumb and index finger, just pull one of those fuses out, or a couple of them. And then they could say, hey, this thing, the windows don't work. Now, who's going to buy a car with the windows not working? Or the lights don't work at all. Not in the rear, no turn signals, no hazards, no lights. How about the air conditioning? Yeah, I'd like to buy it, but gosh, the air conditioning, and I hear that's real expensive to have that fixed. It could be $2,000. Or the engine's running, but the transmission won't go into drive or reverse or neutral or park. It's stuck. All this can be done by just removing one or multiple fuses, if you know what you're doing. And it can be done in seconds, like 2 seconds. So what I'm saying is there are people who do this kind of thing, and they have ulterior motives, and they're nasty. And, you know, they do it in lots of walks of life. For example, we have detractors. here at USA for Paris. No matter, excuse me, no matter what we do, they take exception to it. And so they bash us on the internet. You know, they don't like what we do. If I talk about cars, they don't like it. If I don't talk about cars, they don't like it. No matter what. And actually, I don't care. Because I would rather have fewer students in the class that actually pay attention than more students who are just listeners. A listener to me is like a sports fan. They're worthless. Worthless. Because our position is we want people to pay attention and make their lives better. So they actually have to pay attention, maybe even take notes and act on it. Okay, a sports fan is some guy or gal that comes into the, you know, work on Monday morning. Did you see the game? Boy, that's great. What a great game. See what he did? What? Do you see that touchdown? It was impressive. Now, how far does that get you in life? Nowhere. Okay, and you get one of those jackets that has an Indian on it or an animal on it, and you're really proud of it, and it costs $400. That's idiotic to me. Absolutely idiotic. So, what I'm talking about is there are all kinds of predators, and it's a problem for me. It's a problem for all of us. And who are the biggest group of predators? That'd be politicians. They want what you have. And they will smile and glad hand and kiss those babies, and they hate doing it. But they'll do it so they can get their hands in your wallet. They want that job. They want that government job so they will have access to more and more and more money. And where is the most money? The government has the most money. The government lets contracts out. So if you're in a position of, you know, reviewing or specifying contracts or signing off on them, you're the guy that controls the expenditures. And you can do that to give those contracts to your friends and family, etc. Take bribes. So these predators are just terrible. Absolutely terrible. And there is an answer. There is an answer. And I think it has to do with Hell's Angels. Hell's Angels has a code of conduct. Now, I've never been inside Hell's Angels. Never been to a meeting, never rode with them or anything like that. However, the research that I've done says there's a code of conduct, and lying is absolutely, positively unacceptable. Now, they do some things that, you know, I certainly wouldn't approve of. But I really like the fact that they have a corporate structure. They vote. They run their club like a business, which it is. And there are rules. And violation of the rules is really painful. But it's not painful for politicians. They say things like, you know, we should do better. We really should. We'll try to do better. Which means we hope we won't get caught the next time. Hell's Angels, and you can lose body parts for transgressions. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden leaves for the United Kingdom on Wednesday, kicking off his first foreign trip as president. The G7 summit starts Friday. Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. Houston Methodist Hospital on Tuesday suspended 178 employees without pay for 14 days for failing to comply with its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The Texas Hospital CEO, Mark Boom, said that nearly 25,000 workers had been vaccinated against the virus by Monday's deadline. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As borders, our Vice President Kamala Harris visits the Triangle countries to discuss the root cause of the humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. One lawmaker on Fox News says the border crisis could end in 24 hours if the Biden administration really wanted to stop the drugs, human trafficking, and illegal immigration into our country. Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas.
The highest rate of illegal immigration in 20 years. We're seeing little children being brought in by human traffickers, thrown in cages. You know, for 4 years, the media went on and on and on about kids in cages, kids in cages. What they never told you is Barack Obama built the cages, and now Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have built more cages. They're bigger and they're more full. And in that entire interview, what you don't hear is any willingness to fix the problem. They can fix the problem tomorrow, and they can fix the problem by ending catch and release and by reinstating the Remain in Mexico policy. But neither Kamala nor Joe are willing to do that. And so instead she laughs it off and says, well, I haven't been to Europe. Well, okay, you haven't been to Europe, you haven't been to Australia. But we don't have an Australian border crisis. We don't have a border crisis in Europe. We have a border crisis on the southern border. Come to Texas, come to the Rio Grande Valley, come to McAllen, come see the cages that the Biden-Harris administration has built, and then even more importantly, stand up and be willing to enforce our laws to fix it, because that's not what they're doing.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here are a couple thoughts. And why did I mention Hell's Angels? By the way, it's spelled H-E-L-L-S. No apostrophe. The Hell's Angels have a code of conduct. They've got some rules. I'm going to read you 20 of these rules. And I think that if we all took a page out of their book, things might be a little bit better. Not everything they do. But let me read some of these to you, okay? If the police are involved and the police pulls one of the club members over, now you notice I didn't say gang members. If the police pull one club member over, everybody pulls over. All the guys on their motorcycles pull over. And what they're doing is they're demonstrating unity. It's like, okay, you're messing with the whole gang. Yeah, the whole club. No substance abuse is allowed. To get in, you have to be voted in. You always ask for consent. Okay? They have zero tolerance for sexual assault. There's a dress code. Women are not allowed. It's a men's club. You can only ride a Harley, so you can't ride a rice burner. You can't ride a Yamaha or a Honda or anything other than a Harley. You never talk to the media. Never. They ride in a particular order, and the order is based on seniority. So the top brass rides first. Prospects ride in the back. You can't work for a prison and be a member of Hell's Angels. You don't ask to join. You're expected to pretty much live on your motorcycle. You don't rat out fellow members. You respect your patches, meaning your organization of membership. You can only wear Hell's Angels merchandise if you're a member. You have to show up to all the meetings. It's not like Congress, where you can show up to some or part or none of the meetings. You have to show up to all of them. And you can't join another gang or club, meaning you can't have an interlocking directorate. You can't be on the board of another club. Your loyalty is to the Hell's Angels. You need permission to link to their website. You can never retire. And as I mentioned, there's no apostrophe in Hell's Angels. So what I'm saying is they have a code of conduct that's pretty darn good compared to the code of conduct that politicians and businesses have. Businesses are always working toward making it smaller and charging the same amount or charging you more. They work toward adulterating the ingredients. Like if it's honey, it's adulterated with corn syrup or rice syrup. So that kind of stuff doesn't go on with Hell's Angels. And I think we could all take a lesson from them. And maybe it's going to require Hell's Angels to pull us out of this mess we're in and get the whole club, you know, each one of these local clubs, to go visit members of business and members of government. So we're just here to let you know that we're really interested in working with you. We want to see what you're doing. And so, you know, we're going to meet with you once a week. And I'll tell you what, why don't you and your wife come on, we'll have lunch together once a week. We'd like you to show up with us. Can you imagine what a dramatic effect that would be? That's saying, we're watching you. And if you're going to lie, cheat, and steal, that goes against our code of conduct, and we're going to make your life less pleasant. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to mention the Hell's Angels, but I've definitely got some comments to make about the Hell's Angels, because my husband, Archie, was a gangster when he was younger. He was a gangster, full stop. You never retire from that life. Once you're in, you're in, no matter what gang you're in. And I don't think that I could even mention the name of some of the gangs that he was in on air, but I'll mention some of them. He was in the Painters and Dockers Union, and he ended up having he ended up becoming a Christian and going to Bible college, funnily enough. And he ended up becoming a Pentecostal minister who had a mission next to the Hell's Angels Melbourne headquarters in Napier Street, Fitzroy. So if there's anybody from, Melbourne Hell's Angels who's listening to this broadcast, we strongly invite you to call in, because we would love to speak with you regarding, you know, just reminiscing about old times with Archie, because he ended up becoming very, very good friends with the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club. Because he, the gangs that he was with, most of them had a similar code of conduct, okay? There was a particular gang that he was with when he was in Britain, and they had a very, very strong code of conduct. You do not cross these guys, because there is nowhere that you can run from them, and there is nowhere that you can hide from them.
and they have a network that is all over the world, and most people are absolutely terrified of this game. But they themselves are the best, from what I've met of them, they are the best and most honourable people that you will ever meet on the face of the earth, the members of the gang, this gang that I have met. And I would trust them with my very life any day of the week. If you take the members of these gangs and you compare them to the behaviour of, for instance, the blue team, they hate the blue team. This is why gangs hate the blue team. Because the blue team are just so dishonorable. Like, for instance, just this past few days, here's a story. I don't know if I've told you this or if you've heard about it. The Australian Federal Police set up a chat service, instant messaging service online, and they put it on the dark web and encourage gang members to begin using this dark web chat service and they didn't tell the gang members that this was actually put together by the Australian Federal Police working together with the FBI. And they were gathering all their information off of this chat service. And it was called something like ADOM or ATOM or something like that, this chat service. But it's all over the internet, on Channel 7 News, and I'm sure it's on the American media as well. And anyway, over the weekend, last weekend, the Australian Federal Police and the FBI and, federal police services all over the world, they went and they did a big sting and they've arrested hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these senior-level gangsters. And when I heard about that, I was actually really, really angry because of the dishonorableness that the FBI and the Australian Federal Police acted in putting out this chat service, this instant messaging service, for all the gangsters to use for several years and to gather all their information so that they could then go and sting them for it. And if I was a member of one of these gangs, I would be doing my Santa Claus list. And I would be taking it very, very seriously. And I would not want to be one of the officers that put together that computer software. I would not want at all to be one of these, federal police officers who put together this list or put together this.
So, Gwyneth, let's be clear.
Yeah.
Let's be clear about this. So you're saying that the police and the FBI have worked together to form a sting operation. They lied about the purpose of this website, this communications platform, in order to entrap members of motorcycle clubs, etc. Now, I don't think that, and I could be wrong, but I don't, and by the way, I would call Hell's Angels a club and not a gang. So I don't think that Hell's Angels built a platform for communications for the police, and I don't think they built something called Police Talk or Police Chat or police with an exclamation point .com so that the police could be entrapped into divulging secrets that they don't want known. I don't think Hell's Angels would do that. Their honor code won't allow them to do that. But there is no honor code with the government. None. None whatsoever. And I can prove it. The government has been lying about UFOs for years, since 1947. There is no trust that the people have in the government. We don't know what's going on with the corona panic, the coronavirus. And why haven't we leveled China? Why, Joe, is it against your policy to say China virus? Why? Why? That's where it came from, Joe. And why haven't we learned the truth about the John Fitzgerald Kennedy assassination? Why? The moon landing. What's in our food? How come we have? How come our government, Congress, has protected Monsanto? How come our government has protected food manufacturers from divulging the full list of ingredients and allowing them to use these cryptic names for things that are dangerous to us? Neurotoxins, like MSG. Why is that allowed to be called vegetable protein? Why? Right. Why is fluoride allowed in toothpaste? That's killing us. Why? Why has our school system become the laughing stock of the galaxy? Why? So there is no, in my opinion, there is no trust, no faith in the government, and they caused it. It's not like we all start out saying, you know what, we'll start with the baseline of we don't trust the government. We were taught that we are to trust the government, and if we ever have a problem, there's a guy with a blue uniform. They don't wear blue very much anymore, but when I was a child, there's a guy on the corner with a blue uniform. You go see him, he'll help you. Now, that's the last thing I would do. If I had a problem, I'd be going the other way. The last thing I want to do is talk to one of them, because I don't trust them. They're looking to gain more information. They're looking to entrap. They're looking to get more notches on their arrest belt, their ticket belt, their ticket quota, their ticket contest. That's what they're doing. And it's an outrage. So no wonder if you're a cop and you're wondering why people don't like you and don't trust you, it's because of the behavior that the cops use. It's the behavior. We don't like it. We don't trust them. Because you lie and lie and lie and you get...
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A member of the club to call, and they're not going to do it because we're considered the media, even though we're not like most media. We're actually different from all the media, and that we're here to teach, whereas the media is involved in selling and manipulating. And you look at a guy like Cramer, Jim Cramer. He's a fraud. He's a fraud. He has been manipulating the stock market, and people watch his show and think he walks on water. He literally has driven prices in the direction he wanted them to go so he could make money. Quick money. Fast money. That's what he did. Jim Cramer. Look it up. Type in Jim space Cramer. C-R-A-M-E-R. He's on one of those television finance shows. Jim Cramer, comma, fraud. See what you get. You'll see it. He's a crook. He's a bald-headed shill. There it is. I said it. And it makes me angry. I don't know how much longer we're going to be on the radio with things like that I say. But, you know, as my wife says, somebody's got to say it. And, Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with everything that you just said about, people who form private clubs. Let's just say, I've never had a problem with calling them gang members because that was the terminology that Archie used to use, you know. And he was quite open about the fact that he was a lifelong gangster. He was, he was initiated into his first gang when he was 6 years old by his uncle because he was getting bullied at school. And his uncle said, I've got a cure for that. I'll initiate you into the gang. You know, and so he went through the initiation process. You know, it started it when he was 6. And, only took a short time, like a year or two, and then he was a full gang member. By the time he was about 7 or 8, and by the time he was 12, he was second in command. And he had some really quite strong past life epigenetics that were at work as well. If anyone's new to the broadcast, he was quite fond of boasting. You must understand, I am the teetotaling pilot king. And he never remembered his name, but he remembered a lot about the things that he had done as the teetotaling pirate king. And it turned out I researched it all after he died in 2003. 3 months after he died, I Googled teetotaling pirate king and I found out about Bartholomew Roberts. And as it happened, his middle name was Robertson, Robert's son. And, I found the painting of him. There's a painting of Bartholomew Robertson. It looked basically exactly like Archie, except with black curly hair. Even to the look that he had in his eye in the painting was the same look that Archie used to give me when he was thinking about something. When I mentioned something to him and he'd be thinking about it, he would give me this particular look. And, I learned a lot about gang culture or club culture when I was with him. And I found, they're very violent people. You should be under no illusions that gangsters are shining angels of light, because they're not. They're very, generally very violent people. But if they hate you, they're going to let you know that they hate you. And you'd better watch out if that is the case, because they generally have a large network of friends, and you haven't just annoyed one of them. You've annoyed the whole bunch of them, and they're all going to come after you. And this is it. They are very honourable people. In my experience of dealing with gang members or club members or families, because certain members of his family married into a certain Melbourne Italian family, as in mafia. And so I found they were really good people as well. They were very honourable. They always did what they said they were going to do. And you know, if you didn't mess with their business, then you were fine. Then it's a set of rules. It's a very honourable set of rules. And if you play by that set of rules, you will not go wrong, and you will have the best friends that you've ever met in your whole life.
It does. And what I'm saying, class, is that I have respect for Hell's Angels. I really have respect for them in their code of conduct. And I can't address the violence, but I can tell you, if you want to actually watch a series based on Hell's Angels, it's called Sons of Anarchy. It's on Netflix. And you can watch it. Now, there's some salacious sex in there, and it's not necessary. But I'll tell you one thing. I haven't heard them cuss, but, you know, all these other programs and series, there's plenty of cussing, but not on Sons of Anarchy. So, Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.